Mach dich bereit für eine ganz besondere Erfahrung. Zeig der Welt, was du drauf hast. Lerne Englisch mit Speed Learning.
Hey, es geht weiter. Video 75 des Avatar-Trainings. Heute als Audiospur hier in diesem Podcast, um Englisch zu lernen. Wir sprechen über das Wetter und ich kann dir schon sagen, der Ausdruck "It's raining cats and dogs". Das ist ein Ausdruck, den wir im Ausland immer lernen, um zu sagen, dass es furchtbar regnet und kein Muttersprachler benutzt es. Sondern es heißt "It pours" oder ja, "It pours" einfach. Aber "It's raining cats and dogs" sagt kein Native Speaker. Ich demonstriere dir die Übung und anschließend gebe ich dir wieder Zeit, um sie ohne meine Stimme selbst zu absolvieren. Wir starten. Viel Spaß.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we are going to talk about the weather.
Great.
I will ask you if we can plan a certain leisure activity for the next day and then tell you how the weather will be.
Okay.
You will then answer me whether or not we can do that recreational activity and give reasons for your answer.
That's cool.
Sounds complicated,
isn't it?
But it is quite simple.
It's very simple.
Here is an example.
Yes.
I ask, shall we have a barbecue tonight?
Yes.
Then comes the hint.
Okay.
Thunderstorm.
Oh no.
Your answer then reads,
No.
We can't have a barbecue tonight because a thunderstorm is supposed to come.
Oh, I see.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Shall we go to the swimming pool tomorrow?
Well.
Sun all day.
Oh, we're gonna have sun all day. Let's go to the swimming pool tomorrow. It's gonna be a great, fantastic swimming pool day.
Yes, we can go to the swimming pool tomorrow because the sun is supposed to shine all day.
Oh, less emotion, I see.
Shall we go camping at the weekend?
Camping?
Storm reported.
Well, storm is reported. We should go camping, definitely, because it's adventure.
No, we shouldn't go camping this weekend because there is a storm forecast.
I didn't expect that reply.
Shall we go skiing next week?
If it's snowing?
Snow reported.
Oh, there's snow reported. We can go skiing.
Yes, we can go skiing next week because there is snow reported.
Snow, man.
Would you like to go for a walk this afternoon?
Never.
Rain reported.
I don't care how the weather is. I don't like going for a walk. Let's go running.
I'd love to, but rain is forecast for the afternoon.
Bad luck.
Shall we go and see the lunar eclipse tonight?
The lunar eclipse?
Clouds reported.
Well, there are clouds reported, but we could see the clouds tonight if you like.
I'd love to, but there are lots of clouds reported for tonight.
Never mind.
Would you like to go sailing with me the day after tomorrow?
Do you have a license?
Wind reported.
Well, there's wind reported. We can go sailing if you're a good sailor, mate.
That's a great idea, because there's plenty of wind forecast for the day after tomorrow.
Hurricane.
Do we still want to harvest the grapes later?
Now.
Hail reported.
Hail is reported, so let's harvest the grapes now.
Yes, that would be important because hail is reported for tonight.
Tonight.
Are you coming for a jog? Great heat in the afternoon.
There's going to be great heat in the afternoon because I'm jogging and calibrating the world.
Let's go jogging right now because there is a big heat forecast for this afternoon.
Oh yes, heat forecast.
Would you like to climb Mount Everest with me next year?
Mount Everest? Well, okay.
Icy cold.
Well, it's going to be icy cold. I love climbing the Mount Everest with you next year.
To be honest, I can't stand the freezing cold. That's why you need to find someone else to accompany you.
Clicking, 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 clicking.
Shall we go for a motorbike ride tomorrow?
Oh, motorbike ride sounds great.
Black ice reported.
Black ice is reported. Well, let's take the car.
Better not. Black ice is forecast for tomorrow.
Black ice.
Great.
Thanks.
Now you're optimally prepared for the next few days.
Probably.
Now go outside and enjoy the weather. And always remember, there is no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothes.
Oh ja, das stimmt allerdings. Ja, also, jetzt bist du in der Lage, über das Wetter zu sprechen und natürlich ein paar Ideen zu präsentieren, was man in den nächsten Tagen so machen könnte. Ich meine, warum nicht mal den Mount Everest besteigen, wenn man am Wochenende eh nichts anderes zu tun hat? Oder mit dem Motorrad über Blackeis, Blitzeis flitzen, Skifahren gehen oder einfach nur bei einem anständigen Sturm mit dem Segelboot raus und gucken, was einem so alles an Leben vor dem inneren Auge vorbeizieht. Nein, wir wollen hier natürlich nur ganz entspannt Podcast hören und ein bisschen Englisch verbessern. Hoffentlich auch mit dem Ziel, mal Englisch praktisch anzuwenden. Denn jetzt bist du dran. Viel Spaß.
Hello. Today we are going to talk about the weather. I will ask you if we can plan a certain leisure activity for the next day and then tell you how the weather will be. You will then answer me whether or not we can do that recreational activity and give reasons for your answer. Sounds complicated, but it is quite simple. Here is an example. I ask, shall we have a barbecue tonight? Then comes the hint. Thunderstorm. Your answer then reads, we can't have a barbecue tonight because a thunderstorm is supposed to come. Are you ready? Here we go. Shall we go to the swimming pool tomorrow? Sun all day. Yes, we can go to the swimming pool tomorrow because the sun is supposed to shine all day. Shall we go camping at the weekend? Storm reported. No, we shouldn't go camping this weekend because there is a storm forecast. Shall we go skiing next week? Snow reported. Yes, we can go skiing next week because there is snow reported. Would you like to go for a walk this afternoon? Rain reported. I'd love to, but rain is forecast for the afternoon. Shall we go and see the lunar eclipse tonight? Clouds reported. I'd love to, but there are lots of clouds reported for tonight. Would you like to go sailing with me the day after tomorrow? Wind reported. That's a great idea, because there's plenty of wind forecast for the day after tomorrow. Do we still want to harvest the grapes later? Hail reported. Yes, that would be important because hail is reported for tonight. Are you coming for a jog? Great heat in the afternoon. Yes. Let's go jogging right now because there is a big heat forecast for this afternoon. Would you like to climb Mount Everest with me next year? Icy cold. To be honest, I can't stand the freezing cold. That's why you need to find someone else to accompany you. Shall we go for a motorbike ride tomorrow? Black ice reported. Better not. Black ice is forecast for tomorrow. Great. Now you're optimally prepared for the next few days. Now go outside and enjoy the weather. And always remember, there is no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothes.
Willst du noch mehr? Willst du noch mehr Sprachen, noch mehr Englisch, noch mehr Power? Dann registriere dich unter speedlearning.school und werde Speedlearner.